off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Oh, Lord have mercy on this weary soul. Come and take me to the river. Said my life take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Hello everyone, this is Go Yard with Mama Mac, featuring Dr. Angel Falzoni, our resident expert, right here on Go Yard. And this is our fourth show already. This is a new show on the Tan Talk Network, and we're excited to be here and be a part of this 1340.com family. It's pretty cool. And Dr. Falzoni is right here in her chair where she belongs. And I believe our audience can actually see on the webcam tonight, too. So that's pretty cool. And they can see you, and you can actually wave at them if you want. There you go.
Good evening.
All right. So glad to have you here. It's just wonderful that what we are putting together here. It's a fun show, but it's such an informative, important show for a lot of people. Don't you think, Doctor?
Oh, I totally agree with you. You know, Mama Mac, we've been getting a lot of really good positive feedback on the show.
We have. Oh my gosh. Yes. Your Facebook page adds a lot to do with that. And we're going to have a Go Yard Facebook page soon when we get time.
We'll be coming very soon.
Right. And so it's important to let us know if you're listening and if you want to comment. Tonight, we are going to allow you to text to 727. You might get a pen. I'll give it to you a couple times. 727-417-0707. I'll give that to you one more time if you'd like to text a question, comment, or just say, hey, how you guys doing up there? 727-417-0707. Whole lot of sevens in that number. You can also call in to the show, 727-441-3000. Let me give you that again. 727, that's our area code here in, you know, Pinellas County. So that's why we're saying all these 727s. 727-441-3000. And there's a toll-free number, 1-866-826-1340. Of course, if you're listening on the radio in the Tampa Bay area, you can switch over to your computer if you like, and that is www.tantalk1340.com. You can download the app TuneIn Radio and get it right there on your smartphone, the show. So you can do that, too. We have so many ways for people to connect with us, and we have a new email address. So while I'm giving all this out, we'll just go ahead and tell you that. However, it's not going to be used tonight. We don't have it set up to use tonight on my phone, but we will by next week, and that is goyard2014@gmail.com. So I'll give you that one more time, because you can email us during the week. It doesn't have to be during the show. goyard2014@gmail.com. So there's all the ways they can find us.
A lot of information, Woo! Mama Mac.
Yeah, a lot of information right there. So we want them to interact with us, don't we, Doctor?
Yeah, it makes our show much more exciting and relevant. And
it does.
I love the feedback.
We love the feedback. And we've had callers. Actually, I think on every show we've had now, we've had callers. So if you want to call in while we're on the show, we want to hear from you. All right. We've started this series a couple weeks ago, a few weeks back, on domestic violence. And we did a couple shows, our first two, on that. And then it just kind of morphed into, segued into, that's a better word, a subject of control, people that control others, but especially what we can and can't control. And that was last week's show, and we had a lot of good response from that show. Doctor, what can't, give us a synopsis here, Dr. Angel Falzoni. Give us a synopsis of what we can and what we can't control, and why it's so important to know the difference.
Well, last week we talked about how we cannot control other people. And
there you go.
That's huge, because we think we can.
Yeah, we think we can, yeah.
And we can't control other people's actions or behaviors. We have no control.
Right.
We have no control over the larger aspect of things. The
exactly.
global government, natural disasters, diseases. We don't really have...
We don't personally have control over Ebola.
Not Ebola, no.
Right. I mean, there's precautions.
Sure.
That we should all take in all of these issues.
But when it boils down to, can I right. control... I, myself, cannot control any of these
right.
as much as we want to. And so,
but we so often think we can control our mate, our family, our mother, our father, our children. And it's kind of an awakening for a lot of people, Doctor, to find out that we really... shouldn't be trying to control them.
Well, I don't even know if it's just an awakening. I think it's a devastation.
A devastation. I like that word.
Because we had that illusion of control, that false control.
Yes.
And then we realized in through life and circumstances, we really didn't.
Yes.
And that can be very devastating.
Right. Absolutely. It can. And so we come to a point in our lives, we realize, okay, we can't change other people's behavior, even though so often people get married and think, I'll just change him or I'll just change her, right?
Yes,
haven't you heard that in
very
counseling? Because I have forever. I've heard that.
You know, there's an old quote that says, you know, a woman gets married to change the man and a man gets married to keep her the same.
Okay,
go figure.
I like that. Yes. Okay. So, but the bottom line is we really shouldn't be trying to manipulate and control other people to make them what we want them to be. We should learn to accept them where they are and learn to control ourselves.
Learn to
ourselves.
Control what we can, and which is
control
us,
what we can. Yes,
and our actions, our right. attitudes, our behaviors,
right.
our thoughts, our successes. Those are the things we have control on.
Amen. All right, and we went into detail last Wednesday or. This is Thursday, isn't it? All right. It's Thursday already.
Time flying by on you.
Last Thursday night. You can, if you missed any of our first three shows, go to the Tan Talk website, which is www.tantalk1340.com. Go to the header up there. It says podcasts. Halfway down that page, you're going to see a link. Hit that link. Then all the shows for this radio station will pop up. Go to Go Yard, and you can... listen to the shows that we've already done at any time, and they'll stay on there indefinitely. So it's a good way to keep this dialogue going and instruction going. People say, "Well, I missed out on that show on control. Go listen to it." Right.
Well, you know, not just that, but we may be doing a topic that today really isn't relevant for you. But in a month from now, a year from now, you might remember, oh my goodness, they said XYZ about that topic, and you can go access that. And when it is relevant for you and have a tool.
That's great. And that's what this is all about.
So absolutely. We're going to give them tools.
Give them tools. All right. So control. So we've talked about things we can and things we can't control. Now, in our lives, there's so many times that we need to figure out different ways of behaving on our part so that we can handle that control as it comes at us. And we threw out a word last week, and we had some people ask what that word meant, which is going to prompt this show tonight.
Yes, and we had some people email us and ask us, you spoke a lot about boundaries.
Right.
But what do you mean by
right.
boundaries?
Right.
What is a boundary? I don't
right.
understand.
Yes. And they wanted to know how to set them. So in response to that, we started talking. We said, all right, we need to do a show here, at least one, maybe a lot more. We don't know. This topic is huge, isn't it, on boundaries?
Well, it is huge because it touches on the very basis of what we have control over. And
right.
our boundaries is in the scope of what we can control.
Right. Exactly. How do you define a boundary? It kind of, we talked about that last week, but let's give your professional opinion, Doctor, about what a boundary is and why would we even need one?
Well, a boundary, it defines where we begin and what we're responsible for.
Okay.
So we're responsible for what sets in our boundaries and we're not responsible for what sets out of our boundaries.
Okay.
So it's a good defining line.
Okay. kind of like property lines, because I'm a realtor too, you know, and I, you know, when we have a survey right before closing, and that we mark off the property lines of that property with little orange flags around the yard, you know, trying to decide. And then the new person buying goes, oh, wait a minute, that tree's not on my property. Now I don't have to take care of that tree, right?
Yes, it shows you what you're responsible for or not. And that's a great physical example of boundaries.
Yeah.
So these are the invisible personal aspects. So I like your physical example.
Well, that's my life there in real estate. Yes. So, but it's important to know our boundaries and to know what we can and can't have any kind of control or say so about.
Yes. And it shows us what we have power and control over health, being healthy.
Right.
So I think taking it back, some people think that they have boundaries and they really don't, and they don't realize it because they don't really realize what a boundary should look like.
Okay.
So I think some really good self-reflection questions are, do you have a difficult time saying no?
Oh, that's a good one. In fact, I would encourage our listening audience to get a piece of paper because we've got some really great reflective questions here to talk about tonight. And that's the first one. And you may want to write this down so that you can look at your own life and say, I need some boundaries when it comes to my relationship with, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Aunt somebody or mother-in-law, who I mentioned last week, or people like that. So
it could be work. It could be volunteering at churches. It doesn't matter. It can be great things. It can be simple things. It does. The what it is, it doesn't so much matter. It's that I have a difficulty time saying no to somebody or something.
And a lot of people have a hard time saying no to people. They want to please everybody. I've been down that route for years in the ministry, and you want everybody to be happy. You want everybody to be content. And they say, can you do this? I got this. You know, you just, it's hard to say no sometimes.
Well, and that touches in that approval seeking that we want.
Oh, yes.
In a whole nother show, but... Mm-hmm. Saying no is definitely, having a difficulty time saying no is definitely an indication that you need to work on some boundaries.
Okay, so that's point number one. If you have a hard time saying no, you may need to listen to this show. Ha, that rhymes. Okay, go ahead.
If you feel like your happiness is dependent on other people or circumstances outside of you, you may need to look at some boundary issues there. Because our happiness cannot be dependent on the people outside of us.
Right. Explain that a little bit, because some people may say, but, you know, I am affected when my coworker treats me a certain way, or when my child does or smarts off to me, or whatever the case may be. And a lot of times we think that our happiness is dependent on everybody liking us and everybody agreeing with us and everybody being happy with us and thinking we're the best mama that ever came down the line, etc. You know what I'm saying?
And the truth is, people's opinions and actions and behaviors, we have no control over.
Right.
They're going to change.
Yeah.
And your happiness has to be something that comes with inside of you,
mm-hmm.
and your own contentment and yourself, because everything outside of you is going to change. And you know, we can't be happy when our kids are making straight A's and doing everything we need. That should make us feel delighted in our role, but it's not, I'm happy because you do this, because when you don't do this, I'm going to be very sad and very depressed.
And, you know, that's a really good example right there, Doctor, because you and I both have children, and I have grandchildren also. And there's so often times that we can, as mothers or fathers, parents, send a message to our kids that if they would just do this, we'll be happier and we won't be depressed. Some people walk around depressed. I've counseled a lot of people like this through the years. They walk around depressed because their child is behaving such a way or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I absolutely understand what you're saying. And so letting someone else control our happiness is definitely a warning sign that our boundaries are not healthy.
Okay. All right. Let's go on.
Finding yourself getting involved with people who hurt you.
Ooh. Whoa. Okay. You mean there are sometimes we seem to attract the wrong type of people?
Sometimes we do.
And what do you mean people that hurt you? I mean,
it could be emotionally hurt you or hurting your feelings. It can be, hurt can mean a lot, but you're feeling hurt in a lot of your relationships. And if you continually feel hurt in a lot of your relationships, we need to look at what boundaries you have with yourself and your relationships.
That is excellent, because there's so many times that we almost, maybe it's unconscious or subconscious, but we seem to attract people who need us.
And it can be a very big of an attraction. But the problem is they need us so we can change them. But the reality is we can't change them. And and it's this vicious cycle that's very unhealthy.
It is. And so if you're that type of person that is so needy that you always seem to find somebody that hurts you, that's this point right here, that hurts you, maybe drains you financially, maybe they know to, you know, sob story you and give you a rough time and make you feel bad. And so you deal out a few $100s and then you never see it again. And then you become resentful and, you know, on and on, vicious cycle there.
Yes, and it is a vicious cycle. So those are some of just some self things that you can look at yourself and ask yourself if you're going on with that. A couple other really quick ones are, you know, do you spend so much of your time and energy helping others that you're neglecting your own needs and wants?
Oh, wow.
You know, and we think we're doing the right thing. We're out there helping. We're out there giving, and we're doing. Meanwhile, our own home isn't being taken care of. Our responsibilities aren't. And that's a boundary issue.
It's a boundary issue.
It's a big one. A lot of people, it's hard to find that it's negative to be helping.
Right.
Because we see that as a positive behavior. But if we do it at the expense of...
We can be too helpful.
We can be so helpful we're hurting the person we think we're helping.
Because we are trying to solve their issues and not... Because we feel good when we feel like we get a pat on the back maybe from them. Oh, if you hadn't come along, I don't know what I would have done. And so we feel good about ourselves for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to jump back into those kinds of situations because it makes us feel good about ourselves.
Yes, it does. And so those are some good, you know, warning signs that may be boundaries. If you can't ask for your needs or wants.
Right.
That we should be able to ask for things we need or want.
Right.
So if you're feeling like those are some of the places you might be, boundaries is definitely a great place to start looking and working.
Okay, so let's talk about that last one. Feeling like you can't ask for something you need or want. That's a person, it's been my experience, that can get very self-absorbed in that they're hurting on the inside, but they don't feel like they can ask anybody or talk about it because maybe they don't want to expose what they're really feeling. Maybe they're resent. I have seen people like this, doctor, and the resentment begins to build up on the inside, and it gets worse and worse as time goes along because they can't say, "Wait a minute, that's enough," or "Stop." You know, "Wait a minute, I need a couple days." You know.
And we all
alone,
have needs and wants. Every human has a need and has a want that walks this planet.
Right.
And we need to be able to speak those needs and wants, especially to express this to the people who are close to us.
Right.
And when we don't have that freedom, it's a boundary issue for us. And it does, the resentment sets up, but I think it's also a good indicator that we aren't valuing ourselves to take care of ourselves enough.
Right. Oh, that's
that
a good
we're not
point.
Worth it.
We're not valuing ourselves enough because, you know, that's... It's all about whether we choose to take care of ourselves, right? And take time alone, meditating, resting, exercising, you know, just downtime, quote unquote, whatever that means. Football games for me, baseball games. I get lost in those, and they help me just to tune out all the pressures around me and just relax and watch a ball game, even though I don't like the outcome sometimes of the ball game.
Well, we can't win them all in ball games.
But you're saying there is such value in learning to reward yourself with downtime or a time away, alone.
Whatever refuels you.
In the woods. Whatever it is that causes you to be able to kind of clear your head, if you will.
We need refueled.
Okay.
And it's a... And everybody may do it in a different way. Some people might like to read a book. Some people might like to journal. Some people might like to be with a close friend.
Right.
Whatever that is that refuels them, we all need to take that time for ourselves.
Okay. So we're talking tonight about boundaries, and I'm going to give the phone numbers again and also our phone number to text if you want. The text number is 727-417-0707. Whole lot of sevens, so I'm going to go slower this time. 727-417-0707. If you'd like to text a comment or a question, if you want to call in, you can. 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000 or the toll-free number, 866-826-1340. And we are just so glad that you're all listening. So if you don't want to call in, that's fine too. But if you have a question, Dr. Falzone would be happy to give you her expert opinion, would you not?
Absolutely.
All right. We're talking about boundaries tonight, and it's such an important topic because so often we get frustrated in life and we just feel like everything and everyone is ganging up on us and that there's no time for me. There's no time for me to relax or have a life, and I've got everything coming and all these people calling and this happening and that happening. And you're saying the fault of that a lot of times is that we ourselves are not setting the proper boundaries
for us personally,
for our own mental health, emotional health, mm-hmm. financial health, whatever the case may be.
A lot of people aren't setting those boundaries.
Right.
And when we're not, we're feeling so overwhelmed.
Right.
And so, you know, I think it, if you get to the core of boundaries is freedom. Because when I know what I'm responsible for.
Wait a minute. Say that again and explain that.
The core of boundaries is really freedom.
Okay.
When I know what I'm responsible for and what I'm not responsible for, I'm free.
Yes.
From taking on responsibilities that aren't mine and to really focus on what are mine.
Right.
So there's a freedom. It's like, you know, they're like GPS systems.
Okay.
These have been the most amazing invention ever because
right.
you have this freedom. It tells you turn right, turn left. I don't have to worry about getting lost.
Oh, I love it too. As a realtor, I absolutely love it. I used to have to map out when I first moved to Florida 25 years ago, map out streets where I was going and just showing all these houses and getting lost. And oh, this is, yeah, it is. It's a wonderful tool.
It's a great tool. And it gives us boundaries because it's getting us from the destinations we want to go and it's mapped it out.
Oh,
and as long
yeah.
as we follow the maps, we're going to get there. Because, and it gives us freedom to go wherever we want. We just program yeah. a new destination, program a new place, and we have
right.
amounts of freedom. I go places I would have never gone.
Sure, sure.
I mean, I took
it's
a road trip
fun.
By myself to Virginia
Woo.
Using a GPS, and that
All
was
right.
way outside my comfort zone because I felt the freedom to do that because I had this tool that was going to keep my boundaries where I needed to be.
Boy, that's an excellent metaphor, don't you think? Because as you get in your car and go, then you know, I'll be okay. I'll be all right. So setting boundaries is a good thing. That's what you're saying.
Very good thing.
It's not something to fear. It's not something to say, I don't know if I could ever do that. What if so-and-so, maybe my mom gets mad at me and you know, well, she's probably going to get mad at you anyway. So,
well, and there's a lot of myths with boundaries, which we'll
okay.
go over.
Yeah.
But right now, I kind of want to give a little bit more of a picture because it does give us the freedom and
okay.
it gives us responsibility. And so it shows us that my life, my choices, my actions, my thoughts, my behaviors, those are what I have to make boundaries over.
Okay.
So that's what I control.
Right. Say them again. What do we have control over? One more time, if any of you are taking notes.
My thoughts, actions, attitudes, behaviors, and successes.
Okay, there you go.
So it's that I'm responsible for myself.
Right.
And to others. And so many times we get that backwards.
Ooh,
we think we're responsible for others.
Right. Oh, it's easy to get feeling like you're responsible for everybody else's happiness, especially if you're a mother.
Yes.
Right? I mean, you and I can relate on that way because having kids, having teenagers, you've got teenagers right now. Mine are grown past that. But so often I remember feeling that I was responsible for them feeling okay about life and being happy and all right, you know?
Yes. And so, you know, when we start to work on ourselves and create our boundaries, it's kind of like when you think of countries have boundaries.
Okay.
And when we can set our boundaries for ourselves, it's like we have a border patrol on
okay.
our
Woo!
What we're taking in and letting
okay.
to come in. And we can control what comes through our borders,
right.
through our boundaries.
So if you're married to Mr. Negativity, who's always coming in grumpy, mad, upset, and really, really trying to make you be his scapegoat, just like kicking the dog, you know, that old example, then you are responsible for what you allow to soak in there, right? And how you react.
And how we respond.
How we respond. Respond. Respond.
It's okay.
Better word than react, right?
Yes.
Explain that to our audience. Why is respond better than
When we react based on emotions.
Right.
And when we respond, we take our emotions and feelings out of it, and then we respond based on choices and information.
Great.
And so, and feelings is really one of the things. If we're acting out of our feelings, that means we're not using boundaries.
Oh, and so often that's what we're acting out of.
Yes.
You know, somebody's upset, I mean, and we are just, we fly off the handle. I mean, I've seen so many people that just, we're loose cannons. That's what I've called them for years.
We can
you
be.
Know, loose cannon. I mean, and that's reacting, not responding.
Yes, and we want to respond because
yes.
then we make the choices that we're choosing to make, because no matter what we do, there's consequences.
Sure.
And so we want to respond, and that way we can have good boundaries.
Absolutely.
And handle situations better.
So don't react out of your feelings.
No.
Okay? You may not like what has just happened or what has been said to you. Take a minute. Pause.
Yes. Take that little quick time out. Or sometimes we might need a little bit longer to let our emotions settle and cool down before
sure.
we walk into a situation. I mean, as a parent, there have been times where I have come home with three boys
Ooh.
And they have gone off and had
yes.
toilet paper war in my house, and I have toilet paper everywhere.
Right.
And it's you in your room.
Right.
I have to calm down a little bit before
exactly.
we can even talk about this.
Right.
And so it's learning to... We all have feelings. We're all going to get frustrated, upset, angry. I mean,
this is such valuable information. Why is it so important for our listening audience to get a handle on this of not reacting out of your feelings?
There's a lot of damage that happens when
there
we react.
There you go. That's the word I was wanting you to say, and I didn't know what you were going to say. Damage control.
Yes.
Because so often when we react from our feelings, we are just saying things later. We go, oh, I wish I hadn't said that, you know. Or
and we always have some people who have to react in such a way that it's like this, that's it, I never want to speak to you again, or I want a divorce.
Gosh,
or and then
yes.
there's these people that every
yes.
time they get mad, they threaten divorce, or
right.
I never want to speak to you again. And then a month goes by or whatever, and time goes by, and they realize that they were completely
mm-hmm.
out of the loop on that those words. But you really can't take those words back.
Once those
damage
words are
is
out
done.
There.
That damage
yes.
is done.
Yes. A wise old woman said to me once that she was a pastor's wife, and she said, remember to don't use the divorce card as a threat in your marriage. And that is really, really true. You know?
Well, yes, because it takes down the safety of that relationship.
It does. It does.
And so learning to respond and not react is really part mm-hmm. of developing boundaries. So
okay.
we kind of talked about a lot why we need them.
Right.
But what are some examples?
Okay.
Some great examples of boundaries. And one, if we think about the physical, our skin is our most
Ooh.
Basic of boundaries. I don't want you to touch me. I have the right to tell you I don't want you to touch me.
Very good.
And we should be able to set the boundaries with our own physical body, which is our skin.
And your skin holds all your organs, your tissues, your nerve endings, all of that in there. So it's a boundary for protection.
It's your body boundary.
It's your body boundary. But that's a really good one about some people who don't want to be touched or don't want to be hugged. I'm a hugger, and you know that. And there are times that somebody will alert me when I meet somebody new and they say, you know, they don't like to be hugged. I'm glad to know that. You know, I'd rather know that than, you know.
Yeah, you're correct. And some people have bigger space bubbles. And
right.
they're
bigger
to,
space bubbles. I like that.
That would be their boundary
okay.
around their
sure.
physical skin. And
sure.
I remember going around people who just took so much pride in the bubble busting. You know, I'm going to bust their bubble and give them a hug, even though I know they don't like it.
Right.
And it's really kind of invading.
Yeah.
And can
yeah.
make people really uncomfortable. So we have the right to, our skin defines where our body stops
sure.
and where it begins.
Right.
So it's a great basic boundary.
Okay.
So we get to say who, when, and what when it comes to that.
Right.
And our words are humongous
wow.
with boundaries.
Okay.
Our words speak life and death.
They certainly do. There's a verse in Proverbs in the Bible, Proverbs 18:21. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue," and I love that because that is so true. What we say can bring death. It can bring life. It can bring graciousness into a situation, gentleness, or it can cause somebody to just. be so angry and so upset, you know, it's...
Yeah, the words are very...
The
our
words are critically important.
Which is why we want to respond.
Yeah.
Because we want to take time and think those words really carefully through. And the most basic of boundary setting words is a word that I think every child learns probably within their first four words they ever learn, and it's the word no.
Oh, yeah. They're
we
good.
Can
2 year
say
olds
it when we're
good.
Little, but we right. sometimes grow up and we lose that.
That's right. There's a verse I wrote down, and this, of course, this show isn't planned like that. We don't script it, but this really fits in. Proverbs 12, 18 and 19. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Talk to me about those two verses, because I think those really apply here.
Well, they do really apply here, and they go down to the heart of words being a really important boundary. And so getting control over our words, which is something we absolutely can control.
Right.
And it's learning to respond. It's learning to settle down. It's learning we don't have to come back quick with a comeback every time something's come at us.
Right.
So instead of being on the defense, we need to stop and think and take those brief moments. And sometimes it's just a 30-second, take your breath in and breathe it back out. And you
right.
can. And sometimes it might be a day, a two, a little bit for you to really get on top of those words.
So words are serious stuff.
Very
you know,
serious.
I mean, I love that. Reckless words pierce like a sword. Wow.
Well, yeah, they're cutting into the fiber of our feelings and our heart and our marrow.
Right.
If I'm a mother and I look at my child and say, I wish you were never born.
Oh, and you know, there are some parents who do that crazy atrocity.
There's absolutely parents who do
it
that
a
crazy
lot,
atrocity.
And I know you have to.
That you may say, I love you later, but that will never, that those words will never leave that child.
They don't forget those words. That's a reckless word that cuts like a sword.
Very much so.
Very much so. Yes, that's a very good example. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. Wow. So we can respond with wisdom. And there's so often, I think, people in general, when they're working on these boundary issues, they're struggling to figure out what is wisdom and what is not.
Well, sometimes wisdom is just learning when not to use your words.
There you go. Just shut up, for heaven's sake.
Being quiet. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of wisdom in being silent and truth. Wisdom
right.
is using truth.
Using truth.
Because when we have truth, we have safety. And truth is kind of an example of a boundary.
Right.
So when we're having to lie and kind of stretch the truth, it's just still lying, or use semantics, which is still lying,
right.
or deceit.
Or avoid. Saying to the whole thing, which is lying. I mean, omission.
Omission.
You know, a lie of omission, not telling the whole truth of what's happened.
There's so many aspects of
sure.
not telling the truth. I want
right.
to cover as many as we can. That truth is a boundary, and being able to speak wisdom is speaking in truth and knowing when to speak and when not to speak.
Exactly. Wow. That's huge. Woo. And a lying tongue lasts only for a moment. Sometimes, you know, when we know, let's say that someone is lying to us, giving us the false answer or just telling us something we want to hear, but it's not really the truth. As much as we may want to believe their response, we know it's not true. What do we do, Dr. Falzone? How do we guard ourselves from that lie that's coming at us, whatever it may be?
Well, learning to recognize that this is a lie. They're tingling my ears. They're telling me what I want to hear.
Okay,
but
there you
I
go.
Know their behaviors and actions aren't in alignment, and we want to be congruent, meaning we want our words and our actions to say the same message.
Absolutely.
You know, I can't tell you I love you while I'm hitting you, because you're not going to believe that's love. Actions and words aren't speaking the same. And the same thing is, I can't tell you this relationship is valuable to me while I'm lying to you, because that's not safe and that's
right.
not a relationship building thing.
Right. And on that very first show, we talked about domestic violence. It was current in the, it still is current in the news feed all the time. But so often when a person is, let's say, physically and emotionally being beat up by someone, and then, you know, 5 minutes later or 2 days later, I'm so sorry, you know, I love you so much, you know, and all of that, we got to learn to distinguish what is true. Do they really love you? If they did, why did they beat you up?
When we're getting dual messages, two different opposing
go.
messages, we really need to start looking at that, because that's an area we need to look at some kind of boundary going on.
Right.
So that dualistic message is like, woo woo, red flag, I need to look at this.
Yes.
Which is very confusing to our emotions on the inside, which is why we don't want to react out of our feelings.
But so often we want to believe what they're saying.
Of course we want to believe it.
I mean, victims of domestic violence and, you know, victims of extreme controlling people, they want to believe the good news that they are loved like that. You know?
Well, you don't even have to be a victim. It can just be everybody. I mean, our core basic needs sure. is to feel loved and accepted. Right. So that goes down to our very innate human need.
Right. Exactly.
So speaking truth, very important
speaking
boundary.
Truth. Wow.
So if you're having to make up stories or lie or twist things, there's something to look at there.
Right.
Shouldn't
Absolutely.
Have to do that.
Shouldn't have to do that.
Geographical. Geographical is a basic boundaries. But geographical distance, we can move ourselves from a situation.
Right.
Which might mean go to my room and close my door and sit on my bed until I've calmed down. Or we may geographically move across country. Not that we're running from something, but geographical is a boundary.
Right.
And creating that safe place for ourselves is important. And so
in this day and age, I think a lot of people move away from their hometown, or they move away from, you know, maybe that close contact with their family every single day.
Well, a lot of people do move away, especially from their families of origin with the technology the way it is.
Right.
People can work and live anywhere in the world. I mean, now people move across the country and can live anywhere
exactly.
and still do their jobs. And so geographical distance is a huge boundary.
Right.
But it's still a boundary. And there's also the boundary of removing myself. And, you know, you go by a lot of, in Florida here, we can go by like fire stations or certain places, and they have this little yellow sign that says safe place.
Yes.
And so that's what we all need. Is cool. our little safe place.
Talk about that, Dr. Falzone, because I agree with that entirely, that, you know, there are shelters for some battered women, etc., and what you're talking about, that little yellow sign. But why is it important to know that there is a safe place somewhere? And how do you create it if you are one of those out there today, you go, I don't know what that means, and I don't know how to find one?
Well, a safe place is just a place, and it can be elaborate, it can be simple. My safe place is my purple bedroom. I love the color purple, and I painted my whole room
There's
that color.
There's a movie about that, 1985.
And that's my, I can go in there, grab a book, or just sit, and
wow.
that's my safe place. And
okay.
when I close that door, everybody in my house knows that I'm in my safe place, and that I need a little time.
Okay.
That's and so good. It can be the bathroom. I know a lot of moms joke that that's the only time they get by themselves,
right.
but that could be your safe place.
Mm-hmm. Mine is really the beach, Causeway, and that really is a wonderful place for me to commune with God and just kind of calm down from the busyness of the week and try not to take calls, et cetera, at that time.
But we all need one, and
we
it doesn't have
one.
To be great, and it doesn't even have to be far. It just, we need
yes,
a safe place.
We do. Go ahead.
Time. Time's a huge boundary, and it's one that a lot of people struggle
time
with.
Time is a boundary. How
time
is that
is a
boundary?
We all have people in our lives that when we have a party scheduled for 5, they show up at 8.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
we
that
all joke.
Is a pet peeve of mine, I must say. But it's true. I mean, it's one thing if somebody says, I'm not getting off work until 6:30 or 7.
Yes,
and that's different. But people who are chronically late, it's like they don't respect, you know, the boundary of the time of the party.
And time is a boundary. And
okay.
there's always jokes with inside groups of friends. Oh, we'll tell them that we're starting earlier so that
right.
we can compensate for their lateness. But the truth is time is a boundary.
It's disrespectful, don't you think?
It is. I mean, I've seen birthday parties completely held up because one person was an hour and a half late.
Oh, me too.
And that's just, it's just not
too.
Even fair to the people who
no.
were there on time. And
right.
so time is a boundary, and it helps us to regain ownership and perspective.
Right.
And so things happen. You're going to get caught in traffic. I'm not saying that we have to be clockwork, but we need to respect time and manage our time.
Yes. Manage our time.
And manage our time so that we are respecting that boundary of ourselves. If
right.
I have deadlines and things to do, I'm not managing my time if I'm on the phone gabbing or looking at Facebook for 3 hours.
That's exactly right.
As much as I'd like to do that.
Right. Sure.
I need to stick with my responsibilities because I am responsible for myself.
Exactly.
And I'm responsible for keeping my house or those types of things. And as much as we would all like to sleep in until noon on Saturday, it's not always an
option.
It's
not always an option. And how many people are chronically late to work? And how disrespectful is that to an employer, really? Or late to church or to a family gathering, as you brought up, a birthday party or whatever. Go ahead with that. Because I really think a lot of people don't respect that time frame.
No, you're right. It's a really common it's a common boundary breaker that
right.
people have is this time boundary. And I think there's some element that some people just aren't they take on too many things, they can't say no, so that they're filling their time in. And so it's not because they think they're just so important that everyone can wait on them. It's that they just keep saying yes, 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 because they don't say no, that everyone else has to pay around them.
Sure.
And then there's just some people who don't respect the boundary of time because they think they're just that important. They really do.
I've known some of those in my life. Have you?
Yes, I have.
And that's frustrating, too, because, you know, it just is. Okay. So well, I'm going to tell, before we go on here, I want to tell our phone numbers one more time. And we are, the engineer can take your call and get it over to us. And that is 727-441-3000 and 866-826-1340. If you'd like to text, you can tonight to 727-417-0707. And, you know, just give us a shout out and say, hey, you know, comment or question. You know, if you have a question that is bothering you, we have Dr. Falzone here, who's a licensed mental health counselor and PhD, and this is your expertise. And so they can get some counseling help right here by calling in if they want. So we're talking about boundaries tonight on Go Yard, and it's fun. This is a good discussion, and it's actually a very helpful discussion. Because if we get these concepts, we can have more peace, more joy in our lives, more
freedom.
Sense of freedom, security. We'll feel better about ourselves. And a lot of times, people don't feel that great about themselves. That's why they continually say yes, yes, yes to every obligation, don't you think?
Not just that they don't feel great about themselves, that they may just not really realize what is and isn't their responsibility. I'm not responsible to make you happy. I'm responsible to hold my boundaries for the areas and take care of the things that I need to take care of.
Right.
So I think what happens is we kind of get caught in this whirlwind when we don't have boundaries. We just don't know where our lines are.
Right.
And when we don't know where our lines are, they can get crazy scribbly lines all over the place. And we feel like we're just being tossed back and forth, up and down, all over. And we can be a hot mess.
Exactly. Exactly.
Non-clinical term there.
That's a good term, though, that describes a lot of people.
And that's when we can be very reactive. We're feeling very overwhelmed, anxious, depressed. We have relationships that are just not working. Most areas of our life seem to have something just not working.
Well, think about you and I as mothers. Just think about children need boundaries. You know, if they don't, have you ever been in a restaurant and the kids are totally out of control and they are calling the shots and they, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Notice when I teach a lot of parenting, I work with working with a lot of parenting on behavior management and parenting skills. And when a kid has boundaries and the parent follows through with those boundaries, a child is so much less anxious and more relaxed and more calm. You'll have less of screaming and crying and tantrum behavior.
Right.
You'll have more, I feel safe and secure because I know what to expect.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I got this. You know, kids who come from two families, a lot of divorced homes, and you'll have one parent who has really good boundaries, and you may have one parent go with the whirlwind. And as much as teenagers would like to go with the whirlwind, I think
it's
a lot of
them
really feel safer when they are in this boundary mode, because I know you're care for me. I know you're going to meet my needs. I know you love me.
They want boundaries.
I know what to expect. They do. And we do as adults. We just sometimes don't realize.
We don't realize we do. We have a text from a caller. How can you set boundaries with a husband who you're afraid to talk to because they always react instead of responding to your questions? Boy, that's an excellent question.
That's
do I need to read it
question.
Again? Or do you
Go
have
ahead,
a doctor?
Read it one more time.
I'm going to read it one more time from this person. How can you set boundaries with a husband who you're afraid of to talk to because they always react instead of respond to your questions?
One way you can do it is learning to sit down and take time and letting one person speak at a time.
One person speak at a time.
Which
right,
is,
that's
and
important.
We're not going to interrupt it. Say, and let's set a couple rules. I want to talk to you about something. I need to talk to you about something. You're my spouse. This is important.
Right.
But it's difficult when I feel like you're reacting to me. So can we set rules? Can I talk for 5 minutes and you hear what I have to say? And I'm going to hear you for 5 minutes.
How about if they take notes on what was being
said?
They
could take notes, but we're not going to interrupt. We're not going to. And if you need to take a breath or if you need to take a break before you come back and rediscuss, that's great. And it's learning to talk in a turn. And it's short periods of time because we don't have that boundary with each other right now because one's reacting very impulsively. And so it's learning to Kent and setting that down. Here's going to be our conversation. Here's going to be the parameter to that. Can we do this?
But a lot of times, and I don't know if this person feels this, but a lot of times we don't want to engage in that kind of difficult thing because it's scary for us what they might say in response to what we are trying to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we feel like it's going to set them off and they're going to get more angry and they're going to be more retaliate.
Well, another good way too, sometimes when we have to talk about something difficult, maybe is to leave a note or to put it in writing and let them look at that and say, I want to talk to you about this when you come home or when we get home from work or when on Saturday, and giving them a little bit of time to think about
it. That's
good. And then coming back and discussing the issue and using the taking turns method. And there's a whole big thing. I don't want to get into it tonight because it's a whole new realm of boundaries, but it's using the I statements, meaning
yes.
I'm not, you make me feel, a blaming word and saying I am feeling and take ownership for those feelings, which actually is another example of a boundary
as
our feelings and owning those. We can't ignore our feelings, but we can't let them run us either.
Exactly. Now let's get back to that point because I learned that technique many, many years ago and it really improved my communication
yes.
with people. And that was instead of sitting down with somebody you're having a problem with and saying, you know, you did this and you did that. Okay. Instead, how do they phrase what they want to communicate?
Using I statements. I am feeling frustrated when you are not picking your clothes up.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
But taking ownership for how you feel.
Yes.
And because when we use the you, we're projecting the blame and we're
yes.
putting them on the defense, which is
immediately they're on the defense and they're going to react.
They are.
They are going to come back and say things like, but you did this and you did that. And you don't want that kind of a dialogue. You want to stick to the point, right?
We want productive dialogue, and taking ownership for your feelings and what's going on definitely will help improve communication with somebody who may be reactive.
Exactly. Exactly.
Good question.
Whoa. Yeah, that was a great question. We appreciate that person writing in. And so it's a set time, if at all possible, but it's also a serious discussion where you're trying to arrive at some.
But it may not happen all in one sitting, and that's okay. Sometimes we might say, we're going to take turns, and we're going to do this in 5-minute intervals for 20 minutes. And then we're going to take a break, and then we might come back and continue to address. And taking those little steps, because learning to set boundaries, you're not going to go from having loose boundaries to these tight boundaries overnight. You didn't get there overnight. You're not going to correct it overnight. And boundaries it's a step-by-step, day-by-day kind of process.
What if the person that is being talked to says, I'm not going to do this?
Well, then you might probably need to seek a little bit more professional help than being able to do that, because there's some block happening in that relationship.
Yeah.
And if we can't have a conversation, communication is the heart of a relationship.
Communication and trust, the heart of a relationship. Absolutely.
So sometimes we need a third-party intervention when that happens.
That's a good question. Thank you, caller, for that. And go ahead. Anything else you want to sum up with? We're running out of time
here.
We are running out of time.
And so, well, actually, there's still a lot of
we got a lot that we have not covered that we're going to have to go on with next week, more than likely, because there's so much. But go ahead.
Well, our attitudes and beliefs, which we talked about, is one of the things that we have control and power over. And we are the ones that feel their effects, and we're the ones who can change them.
Okay.
So I can choose to look at something with a negative attitude, and I'm going to get the effect of all that means, the domino effect.
Oh, boy.
Or I can choose to have a positive attitude, even when something's really not great.
Right. Well, and you said the word negative, and I think that's critical here, because a lot of times our boundaries are really affected by negative people and negative input into our lives all the time. And so it breaks them down. It breaks our boundaries down. We may have a great intention, but we're just hit with all this negativity and we just, wow, it's overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? That's happened to me. So that's why I'm bringing that up.
Well, and some people take boundary setting with this intensity.
Yeah.
And they had, I'm not going to say zero boundaries, but very little boundaries. And then all of a sudden they're like Gestapo coming in with the boundaries and militant. Oh, that's my boundary. Boundaries are flexible. And
sure,
that's a point I really want to make.
That's
they're kind of like a fence. They're permeable. They keep the bad out and let the good in, but they're not walls.
Right.
And life happens, and we need to have some flexibility with our boundaries. And so learning that our boundaries, we're not going to be this militant person, oh, well, this is how we do it because this is the boundary. That's overuse of boundaries, which is equally unhealthy.
Absolutely.
And there's this median.
You
and
gotta,
so that flexibility.
Yes, flexibility. And I like what you said a minute ago. Rome wasn't built in a day.
No.
Right? So you're not going to get where you want to go in one discussion.
No, and you have to, and no, another really good aspect is setting boundaries is purposeful and intentional.
I have to
be purposeful as I set my boundaries. And I might just say, today I'm going to set one boundary. Today I'm going to say no to something that's interfering with my schedule.
Right.
And that's it.
So it's okay to start small.
Very small. I want you to.
Yeah.
Because we need to baby step the process mm-hmm. into setting them, because the slower we do it, the more it gets down to us, the more practice we have it, the better we get at it, the more we can develop those.
Right. Exactly. So for the person out there who's saying, wow, this just seems like a lot for me to get, you know, digest and should I pay that much attention to boundary setting? What would you say to them as an encouragement here?
I would say absolutely, because boundary setting is like the core of a free life. It's
right.
That freedom. And so many issues that we can struggle with, if we really pale it down to the root, there's something going on in our boundaries that are broken.
Right.
And so if we can set healthy boundaries personally and then learn to expand it out relationally in a lot of facets of our life, we can eliminate a lot of heartache, stress, trouble.
Oh, that's huge.
We can live go yard.
Yes, hitting the home run, absolutely, which is baseball slang. Go yard is baseball slang for hitting home run, which is the purpose of the show. We want to encourage everyone that you can have a better life. You can learn to make better decisions. You can learn to set boundaries. You can learn to not be so ruled by your emotions and your feelings, but instead learn to develop a healthy relationship with those in your life. And pretty soon the people around you that have been violating your boundaries are going to begin to see there's something different going on with this one. You know,
yes,
don't you think?
They will. And really, if we want to live that go yard life, the boundary
yes.
setting. And you know what? There isn't a person here who can't work on refining or learning or setting our boundaries.
Every single one of us.
And
yes.
So I think this is a wonderful place to take a core topic that can branch out to so many. I mean, we can branch it back to our domestic violence discussions, because
yes.
it's the one thing we really, really control. And that is our boundaries.
Right. So we encourage you to listen to this show again and again till you get it down on the inside of you. And don't be afraid to set those boundaries. Figure out what you need to do in the relationships. The person that sent the text, you can hear in that question, there's sadness. There's problems there.
Sure,
so
they want.
So do something about it, you know?
And it's empowering. Boundaries are so empowering.
Oh, that's a good point.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Because it gives each person the power and control
yes.
where they really have it, and it's empowering them.
And it's not mean to somebody else. We got to get rid of that.
We will. Next week, I think we need to talk about the myths of boundaries, because
yes.
I think that's what holds so many people up from really learning this principle and practicing it purposefully.
I like that. The myths of boundaries. So you join us next Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Well, it's actually 6:06 when this show starts. And that would be Tampa time. And also, we remind you, if you missed part of the show or you just want to go back and hear the other ones, this was our fourth show. We encourage you, go on the www.tantalk1340.com, go to podcasts and go and find Go Yard and listen to all the shows. And it's fun.
I want to sign off and say a very happy birthday to my boy who's 18. Happy birthday,
Woo!
Anthony.
Anthony's 18 today. Right. Happy birthday, Anthony. We've enjoyed being with you tonight. Dr. Angel Falzoni and her wisdom and her expertise. And Mama Mac here, years of experience. God bless you all. See you next week on Go Yard.
Good night.